Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your head.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building this morning. Comedian Gary Owen.
Right. All my own jokes.
Word. America, this is America's first transracial comedian.
Really?
Yes.
He's like the Rachel Dolezal of comedy.
Yes. Really?
No, I know I'm white, though. It's not like I'm trying to be black. I know exactly who I am.
What's good, Gary?
Nothing. Just in New York.
Nothing.
Just chilling.
Getting that chilling. Money.
Now, I'm going to be in New York this weekend, so I'm coming to Caroline. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's fun. Caroline's is cool.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I haven't been here in ever. I don't know where your volume's at. Like, I'm all in the mic. Yo, this is awesome.
Does it ever get tiring for you just doing stand-up? Like, does it feel like work ever, or is it always fun?
The travel's hard. Getting up in the mornings, that's the hardest part. The stand-up's the easy part, honestly. It's the travel, like getting up. And I enjoy doing radio, but that's the hardest part. And then getting on planes, you know what I mean? Oh, it's the worst.
Trust me, we know.
But most of your audience is black, right?
Yeah, we're starting to cross over. I'll have the interracial couple show up and be like, see?
Okay.
You know, because of my wife being black. Ugh.
So they, you know. They can relate.
Yeah. Well, it's different now. Like, before, people were like, oh, interracial dating. Now they're like, oh, that's so cool. You're married to a black girl. I'd be like, oh, it has its days.
What's the worst part about being married to a black woman?
Can't win an argument. You
can't. You can't win an argument against a woman anyway.
I have nothing to do with you being white, sir.
I know, I'm saying that's the worst. That's what the worst part about being married to a black girl. I go, I never win.
Never win.
When I know I'm right.
Right.
She just will not leave the room. Just look at you. I told her, I said, I've never heard you say I'm sorry. I've never once heard you say my bad.
I can feel her on that.
Let me tell you something. I've been telling everybody that if black women organize, they could be the most powerful organization in the world. Better than the Anti-Defamation League, GLAAD, anybody.
That's true.
You do not want a bunch of angry black women on your ass.
But my wife's like full black. I mean, name's Kenya. Dad was in the Black Panthers from Oakland.
Wow.
I went all in.
What did you meet up?
Damn.
L.A.
Really?
She worked for Shaq. She used to run his, you know, was Twism?
Twism, the record label?
Wow.
Yeah, Twism. Everybody knew Kenya back in the day. My
Your father must have been racist, and that's his karma, that his son married the blackest woman in America.
My father?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah. Yeah. I call him like a functional bigot. Like, he wouldn't admit it, but, you know, like, he don't like rap, but also Eminem, he's listening to it. Like, you don't like rap. You know, Larry Bird was better than Michael Jordan. You can't even. Like, he was all in with Wally Serbiak. Like, he go, dude, that's the next one. Watch out for Wally. He's coming.
Mm. Now, there's a lot of things going on now. We want to get your view and your opinion on certain things, okay?
Like, in hip-hop?
You said, like, in hip-hop?
Not necessarily.
Okay, everything.
Let's talk about Hulk Hogan, okay? Now, I don't know if you heard about this.
That came out of left field.
So random.
Not Coco
random.
Beware. No, I'm thinking like hip hop.
I want to get your
going
opinion.
Teddy Atlas and Ebony Diamond. She went
No, Hogan. Because this morning the WWE, they took him off the website, everything. No more Hulk Hogan. And all because they said he did some racist rant or whatever.
He said, what are you going to do when the white man runs wild on you?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He did not say that. He did not say that.
That's kind of dope, though, really.
But, you know, they pulled...
He was saying it, too. You know what I mean?
They pulled up an old interview he did with Who Kid, where he's using the N-word and everything.
Oh, that's where you mess up.
But it wasn't used in a racist way. I guess there's some new audio that's going to surface that they felt was very racist.
He said they called me nigga and I called him back. You know, like,
he said that?
Yeah.
On air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you just can't say it, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know why white guys think you're, and no matter what setting, it's going to come off bad. Mm-hmm. I've never said it in public.
Not once?
In public, no. Oh, in private, public. Come on.
What about you?
But I'm saying.
Do they say it to you? Because you're a guy.
Yeah, but I never. You can't say it back. I don't care how cool you think you are with somebody. Because people say to me, like, you can get away with it. I go, no. If I have 5,000 people in the audience and 4,999 are cool with it, that one guy upset, he gets on Twitter, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, sir.
I'm done. Right. You know what I mean? Right. So I don't know why white guys be like, they get that comfortable. Like, you're stupid. You're dumb.
You called me that, so I can say it back.
So you hanging out with Kevin Hart, you with D-Ray, whoever. Like,
right.
Gary, you my Gary.
Right.
You don't say
no. Nah, likewise.
Ditto.
I feel you. I'm rubber and you're glue. Right back at you, buddy.
Now, are you going to be watching Caitlyn Jenner's I Am Kate on Sunday? documentary.
Here's the thing. I don't know enough about that world. I'm not talking about transgender. It's like weed. Like some people are like, you should do some weed jokes. Like, I don't smoke weed.
Right.
I don't know anything about transgender.
But you can talk about other people who smoke weed around you.
Right, but I don't know any transgender.
Do you have any transgender?
You sure?
I don't have any. There's none in my crew right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Do you know
that
since they
sure.
You know
that
since they were
like
young?
The check. Hey.
That's real. And you know what? People will call you transphobic just for saying that, but it's the truth.
I don't know enough about
them. I don't know enough about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know any, not like physically. I know them and you know on TV and
damn. Yeah. What are you eating, man?
I know. Come on now.
Oh. Oh, so. Speaking of transgender.
Now, I do know a few transgenders though. So.
Really?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know any. I'm thinking I don't. I don't
so
know.
So you don't think it's a big deal? You think this whole Caitlyn Jenner thing, because they've been talking about it nonstop. Caitlyn Jenner won the ESPY Award, the Courage Award.
It's a big deal, but, you know, I guess I didn't think of the significance until I saw the ESPYs and I saw Caitlyn Bruce talk about, you know, people committing suicide and being uncomfortable in your own skin. So in that aspect, I saw and I got some sympathy, but I just don't know enough about that community to even address it, honestly.
To make a good
joke. I know enough about black people. I can address the N-word.
Right.
But I don't know enough about transgender.
Yeah, black kids.
Now, do you have black kids?
Yeah, I got brother mixed.
I mean, you have kids. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Come on now. That's half my act.
Jesus Christ. Did you really just ask?
You got kids?
Well, he could have had.
Married to a black woman.
Unless he cheated and had kids with a white woman.
We had our kids before we got married. That's how black they are.
You got beautiful biracial babies.
My son was the ring bearer. My daughter was the flower girl. We kept it real.
Do they look black?
They're mixed. They're completely mixed.
Do you worry about them when you see everything that's going on, police brutality? Just the way white supremacy seems to be coming back full force.
White supremacy, come on now. I you know, it's funny. I always say, but our neighborhood's different. Like where we live in Cincinnati, and we're in a good neighborhood. Like the cops in our neighborhood, they probably never pulled their weapon out. You know, they're doing the most they get is DUIs.
Right.
And in any situation, I would just be polite. Even if you know they're wrong, I said you're not gonna win end. You know what I mean?
It's like arguing with a black woman.
True, right? Like act like the cops are your mom. You're not going to win, right? They're not going to admit they're wrong. Just roll with it. You know what I mean?
So you're going to be at Caroline's all weekend long?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you know the times? Nope.
7:30.
Oh, you can go to carolines.com.
Friday and Saturday and 7:30 on Sunday, I believe so.
Now definitely get your tickets at carolines.com.
I'm going to be going on Saturday.
What are you talking about on stage right now, though?
Just my kids.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, without question. Now that he did it, now it's free game. Like, Hannibal Buress got the heat.
Right.
But now it's like, oh.
Don't you think Hannibal Buress should be charged with, like, accessory to murder if Bill ever dies?
What?
He is going to die eventually.
No, that's the best thing for Bill Cosby to do right now, just die.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
He completely. I'm just wondering, does any of his hoes die? I've never seen so many old women with vivid memories in my life. I'm like, good Lord. One girl said, Bill Cosby. One lady's literally said, 1962. I go, hold up. 53 years ago? That's before Selma. That doesn't count. Just be happy you remember that. Take that L.
But it is Bill Cosby. So if Bill Cosby did something to you, you know, you'd probably never forget.
Got some Benjamin Button stuff going on there.
I guess you never get over it.
Got the D of life.
What? I guess you never get over it.
I guess. I'm sure. But man, none of them are dead. Like, no. I know Bill Cosby watching TV. He don't even recognize half these women. He's like, I ain't messing nobody look like that.
Yeah, so they put up the old picture, and he's like, oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. <hot. laughs> The mob squad. I forgot. That was Sidney Poitier introduced me to her.
Do you think they should take all of the Cosby Show episodes off TV, or that's just
that's
taking it?
That's what sucks, because I used to love the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's some sitcoms like Martin, Fresh Prince. They
classics.
Never get old.
Classic.
Cosby never gets old.
Classic.
But now... You're watching it, and Bill kind of gives a little look different. Or something, or he's holding one of the girls. You're like, okay.
Uh-oh.
Like, they did one. They showed one on the internet where he was talking about some barbecue sauce.
Yeah, the barbecue sauce, the special sauce.
The special sauce, right? Freaky. I was like this.
Oh, man, don't have that.
You know what I mean? I'm going to get dry rubbed.
Did you ever met Bill Cosby?
I didn't. No, I never met him. I saw him one time, but I never met him. Mm-mm.
It's amazing because, like, you know, he's one of those guys that people would hush for so long about because they felt like he could ruin you in the business if you speak about anything he was doing.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. And now, you know, it's funny, too, because you talk about this. We're on the hip-hop station, the hip-hop beef. You know, it seems like I've seen a lot of comics come at Kevin. I can go from the comedy aspect.
Right.
Kevin Hart. I just, I don't know what the goal is when people come after Kevin. You know what I mean?
I don't get it either. Like, I've seen Mike Epps do it, Aries Spears. Like,
I don't understand it.
But you've been on the road with Mike Epps. Has he ever discussed that? Like,
No. You know what it is? I give everybody their space. I don't. Mm-hmm. Honestly, me and Mike's been on the road so much, and sometimes I don't even see him.
Right.
Because I get on stage, I get off, I leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You don't have to choose sides. Like, if you're going to be doing movies with Kevin Hart, you can't be out here with me.
You don't have to choose sides. Just be cool with everybody. You know? Perfect example is Kevin's cool with Drake and Meek Mill, and they're arguing, but right. Kevin's cool with both of them. I've worked with all those guys so much. I just like, guys, there's so much out there for all of us.
Right. Kevin can actually give Drake advice in that department because Aries Spears got on Sway's show and said the exact same thing. Kevin has writers.
Right. There's a difference, though. I liked Kevin's response because he said, you know, no, I got my boys that I'm comfortable with, and we'll just, you know, you run stuff together. It's no different than I got the same opener for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. I go, we always talk. Like, I watch Zach and be like, hey, man, don't say this or tag this or do this joke last and do this joke first.
Right. Right.
Move it around a little bit. I always say when you're with me on the road, I go, like, if we're at Caroline's and we got 6 shows this week, I go, if you do the same show every night verbatim, I said, you're cashing the check. You're right. Not trying to push yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. Move it around a little bit. Like, I'll do, like, the joke that is my closer, I'll do it first.
Right.
And then I'll flip it around just to mess around because it's a club. You know what I mean? There's no cameras in the clubs.
Right. Have you been pitching any television shows? Or I know you've done a lot of comedy specials. But
yeah, Will Packer went out last year to all the networks. Mm-hmm. And I thought we had a great show, but for some reason they passed. And Will said it. He goes, the problem with you, Gary, is nobody knows what to do with you. They go, because
you're the white black guy.
Well, it's that, but I'm still white. He goes, you'd be better off if you acted more black. He goes, but you're so accepted with black people, but you're still white. He goes, you're the only guy. We said it in Vegas when we were shooting Think Like a Man. He goes, everyone go to the casino clubs. They go, Gary knew where all the hood stuff was. And he'd just be in there blending in. Hey, guys, come on. Yeah, up here, the Hennessy, I got it.
But you never try to act black, though. That's the thing. Like, you don't try to act black.
Yeah, I don't know the point. I don't get it. I don't get the point.
I don't get it.
You know, my wife said that's why she fell for me. She goes, you wasn't trying to be nobody else. Mm-hmm. She goes, I said, why did you fall for me? Because my wife's way too attractive for me to be with, for one. And then
women like funny guys, though.
They like funny guys. And she said, you weren't phony. Like, when I picked her up, I had an S10 pickup and there was a crack in the windshield. She goes, there's a crack. And I go, I can't afford to fix it right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she was
keep
like, and she was in LA. She's like with Shaq and all these other guys. She goes, everyone be fronting, you mm-hmm. know, renting. And you was like, no, I own my S10. No, I literally owned it. I saved up $10,000 and I bought it. Okay. You know what I mean?
Wow. Were you always attracted to black women? Or?
Always. Yeah. It's like being gay. Like, gay guys know they're gay. They don't know why. I always like black girls. And I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be watching, like, you know, I'd be watching Good Times. Just be like, what's up with her? I'm not talking about when it was on the air. I'm talking about when it came on at 3. Okay. You know what I mean? I'm not that old. You know what I mean?
I was like, Good Times.
You aging well, homie. Right. Yeah, I always like black girls. I don't know what it is, man. Always. Like, they're funny, too, because my boys be like, white girls come up to you with so much hope.
With
and
so
you just
much
be
hope.
Looking at them like, it's not happening.
Nah,
you
not
know what
happening.
I mean?
It's like reverse racism.
Yeah, it wasn't reverse. I knew what I liked. You know what I mean? I remember going to the mall with my mom, and I went to an all-white high school. I didn't see a lot of black people growing up. And then we would go to the mall, and I'd like, see a black girl at the mall, and I wouldn't realize I would just start following her. Like in every store.
It's a little stalkerish. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'd just be looking at her like, dang.
You probably were scaring so many black women.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Who is this white man?
Like, who is this cop following me? I'm not stealing nothing. I'm shopping.
I was all in Chess King and merry-go-round.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. You can check him at Caroline's all weekend long. He's doing 6 shows. Caroline's.com. Tell him the time, G.
I don't know the times.
7:30 and 10. Oh, the Black Station. 7, 9:30, and Sunday at 6:45.
And you can follow him at Gary Owen Comedy also.
And then one last quick question. Is the show with you and Will Scrapp done?
Yeah. I mean, Will's always, the good thing about Will Packer, he's used me a lot.
He's
like, he just put me in Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man.
You're
to a ride
white guy.
Yeah. I got to deliver, though. You got to deliver. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know. We had such a good show, and I wish it would have went. But he said, he goes,
it's
problem is
good,
you go
though.
Into the networks. He goes, they don't know what to do with you because you're pitching a black show, but you're just, you know, you're middle America white dude. Right.
But that seems like a show in itself, really.
It is.
That's a show about your life right now would be good. Black, white guy, black wife.
Mixed kids. Yeah, it's time. Kids, yeah. But it's just, you know, the networks. I don't know why they don't see it. But,
racism.
You know, it could be. You know, it is what it is. I'm doing all right, though.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know what I mean? I'll take the real-life black wife than the fake one.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Gary Owen.